The first reading today, we hear about God calling Abram, and Abram goes as the Lord had directed him, ultimately into the land of Israel, which at the time he had no idea it was Canaanites that were living there. But all that is secondary. What is important is that we recognize that Abram built an altar there and called upon the Lord by name. Most often when we think of the holy name of God, we think of Moses, because it was there on Mount Sinai that God revealed his name to Moses. I am who am. But Moses wasn't the first one to receive the holy name of God. What we have to recognize is that, putting it forward to that point, as the Israelites were about to come out of Egypt, they had been there for 430 years when God appeared to Moses. Moses grew up, remember, in Pharaoh's castle, in his palace. He didn't know the Lord. He didn't know the Jewish ways. But the Jewish people did. And so when Moses asked God, if I'm going to go and tell the people that Pharaoh is supposed to let them go and there's to follow and so on, who am I supposed to say sent them? And God revealed his holy name to him, a name that Moses would not have been familiar with. But long before Moses, we hear that God appeared to Abram, before Abram's name was changed to Abraham. And what is astounding with both of these men is the faith they had, that they believed. God revealed his name to them, and they accepted. Now for you and me, God has also revealed himself. Maybe not in an extraordinary way like he did with Abram or with Moses, but in the ordinary way that he does. He has given himself to us in the Holy Scriptures. He's given himself to us in Holy Communion. He has made you a member of himself through holy baptism. All these different ways that we can look at that God has revealed himself to each one of us. What is important about that is that while the Lord made clear to the Israelites that they could choose to serve the Lord or they could go back to the false gods, serve the gods that your father served beyond whatever, choose what you're going to do. But when God reveals his name, it is singular. There are no others. And that's where we have to be able to look at this and say with St. Peter, to whom shall we go? There isn't anyone else. Oh, there are all kinds of them out there, sure. And they're all fake. What are they going to do? Just as Moses could look at the people and say, look, you exchange the glory of God for a bull that eats grass. Really? How stupid can we be? We don't really want to know the answer to that question because we keep proving it over and over and over again. So God revealed himself. And that's what you and I have the privilege to be able to read. But we have now a responsibility based on that, to be able to say, I have a choice to make. Just as Abram had a choice of whether he was going to follow when it wasn't even made clear to him what he was supposed to do. Just go where I tell you to go. And Abram did it. Just as Moses had to turn back and go back to Egypt where he had been raised. But now, instead of being an Egyptian, he needed to be an Israelite. And it wasn't merely about freeing the people from the slavery to Pharaoh. It was about going in the name of the Lord. It was about belief in God. And then you jump forward another 1,000 years. And you see David doing the same thing. Remember when he went up against Goliath? Goliath, you know, what am I, a dog that you come after me with a staff? He said, you come against me with sword and spear and scimitar. I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. It was in the name of God. That's what we have to be about. And again, we can each ask ourselves, how often do I even think that way? Not even so much, I come against you in the name of the Lord. That's not the point. Everything that I do should be in the name of the Lord. That's what I should be about. That's who I should be. We're baptized into the Lord Jesus. That's who we are. That's how we define ourselves. Or it's how we should define ourselves. And so God should be at the center. So we have a few things that we have to make some decisions about. First of all, is there only one God? As we've talked about before, if we believe that God is absolutely perfect, there can only be one God. You can't have two absolutely perfect beings, because if you did, they'd be identical, which would mean they'd be the same anyway. So there can only be one. If you want to worship something that's not perfect, why? As I like to say, go home, look in the mirror, light a candle and some incense, burn it to yourself. Because you're not perfect either. Why worship some other goofball when you could worship yourself if that's the case? Doesn't make any sense. There are thousands of false gods that are out there. Each one is a demon. Let's be perfectly clear about that. Yes, they can be in statue form or whatever. The reality is what stands behind it is demonic, pure and simple. As I've said to you many times, the devil will disguise himself in 1,000 different lies. There is only one truth, and God is truth, and he will only speak the truth, and therefore it will always be the same truth, because the truth cannot change. So if we want to buy a lie, which one do you want? Which false god do you want? The devil will create one in your image and likeness if that's what you want. He will give you whatever it is that you want. But you're made for the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is that there is only one God, because there can only be one God. He revealed himself to Abram. He revealed himself to Moses. He has revealed himself to you. Oh, sure, we live in this day and age with all the technology that we have access to all the other garbage. Not interested in the rest of the garbage. I'm interested in the one true God. That's what each one of us needs to look at. Ultimately, it's the question of who you're going to serve, because we all have to serve someone. Every last person on the face of the earth will serve someone. Will it be Satan in any of his thousands of iterations? Or will it be God, who reveals himself for who he is, in the fullness of the truth, in the fullness of charity, in a world of confusion, in a world of lies, we have clarity and we have truth. We have to wade through all the other stuff that's coming at us. And each one of us has to make that clear decision and an absolute decision. There can't be any waffling. Well, maybe, but. Well, just in case. Well, I'll hedge my bets. No. Either the Lord is God or he's not. Period. There isn't an in-between. It's not that there might be one God or there might be many. That's not an option either. It's an either-or thing. So God has revealed himself, and he has revealed himself so that we can believe, and in believing, that we can live what it is that we believe, because it is living for the one in whom we believe. That's what we have to be about. God has revealed his holy name. I am. It is just that simple. And that's what we want to look at for ourselves, to be able to accept that, to be able to embrace it, and then to learn from David, or to learn from our blessed Lord, because he basically did the exact same thing. I come to you in the Lord, in the name of the Lord. That's what it's all about for us, because that's who we are as Christian people.